This morning's reading is Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 46. Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down great rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he has said to our fathers." Thanks be to God for his word.
Well, I think you might have gathered today that the talk is... Let's move along, Emrys. Or come forward one or two. Yeah, the sun travels, doesn't it? Yes, but then Chris will have it. I think you might gather that this morning the theme is joy. Right, question time. Who can define joy? Well, no joy's up there.
I was just going to say she's a very nice lady.
Go on then, Joy, you put the definition up.
First, second, yourself last.
So come again, I don't think they all heard it. Now, that's one definition in the church. What's the the dictionary definition? Now that's stumped you, hasn't it? I knew we'd get that from Joy this morning. Come on, dictionary definition of joy. Happiness, yes. Pleasure, yes. Anything else? Well, if you look in the dictionary, it literally just says happiness and pleasure. But it doesn't really explain joy, does it? C.S. Lewis wrote, saw a clear distinction between joy, pleasure, and happiness. We can be happy, but we're not joyful. We can be pleasant, but it's not joyful. Joyful is something much deeper than that. Let's start out on some journeys. Journey one. How do you prepare to go off on a journey? Whether it's shopping, whether it's on holiday, or whether it's visiting. What's the first thing you do? Plan it. You plan when you're leaving and everything. Is that joyful?
No.
Quite hard in it sometimes. Planning what you're going to take with you, how you're going to fit it in the suitcase. Is the weight going to be right if you're going on one of those aircraft or even coaches these days? Because hotels don't like lifting up big, heavy bags. Just because they've got a trolley, they can put the bag, slip the bag on the trolley, but they still don't like it. That's not a joyful time. What about the journey? I think it says up there, are we nearly there yet? How many have had that question asked them? Are we nearly there yet? Barbara herself went out on a scout trip, which was all people over 50. We picked up the minibus at the scout hut here, and I don't know why the driver went down Daylands and out up to Great Hale Street. We got to the Grove School, and there was a chorus of, are we nearly there yet? We were going over into Derbyshire. Are we nearly there yet? It's the point, isn't it? Does that make it happy on the journey? What happens during that journey? If you've got kids, they want the toilet. If you've got old folks, they want the toilet. They get hungry, so they want to eat. So they get miserable. If the weather's not sunny and bright, they're complaining of what's going on outside. I'm not talking about just the kids, the adults. It's quite stressful, isn't it? And then you get there. And mostly when you get there, joy descends upon you. We've made it. It's a happy place. Today's the day we remember Mary. That's what the reading was, Mary's song. I wonder how Mary's journey through life was. She was a young girl. It's assumed she was about 14, maybe 15, when the angel came to visit her. How many of you have had angels visit you? No. How many of you have had voices come to you and tell you to do something like Barbara had? Yes, some have, yes. It's a bit of a shock, isn't it? But can you imagine being there and an angel appearing in front of you? We always assume an angel's white, got wings, but we don't quite know what they look like. Nobody's come back to tell us yet. And the angel says to Mary, Mary, you're going to have a baby. Ooh. I'm 14, 15. I'm on my own. I haven't got a husband. How am I going to have a baby? It must have been quite a shock. And that was the start of Mary's journey. Mary had a message from God. Now Mary must have believed what God had said. Deep down in her heart, she must have known God well. She must have known what he could do. She must have known her scriptures from past. And she accepted him. I wonder how many young people at 14 today accept that they might be pregnant and having a baby coming, and all the responsibilities that that would bring. So we know in our readings that Mary goes off to see her cousin, an older lady that would put things right, you know, give her some idea. And when Mary gets there, she finds her aunt that has been barren for years is expecting. And something happens in Elizabeth. And she realises that Mary is specially and chosen. So we don't quite know what went on in that 6 months that Mary and Elizabeth were together. But Mary goes home. Now she's got to break the news to her betrothed. Oh dear. I wonder how many wives have gone home and said to their husband, we are expecting a little one. And wondered what their husband's reaction was going to be. As Barbara said, we weren't fortunate in that case. But they weren't actually married. They were only betrothed. Betrothal in Israel at that time was like a long engagement that they were associated but not allowed the full rights of marriage. But Joseph also had an angel come to him. Gents, you don't have to be afraid. If God comes and speaks to you, he can do wonderful things, do things far beyond what you can understand. I won't tell you now because it comes up in my testimony, but when Barbara said she's prayed for me, I was called back to preaching and something wonderful happened. It did with Joseph. Joseph accepted Mary to be his wife, took her off on the start of that journey that we're going to celebrate this afternoon. Any ideas how far that journey was? You haven't got your sat-navs with you, so you can quickly go Nazareth to Bethlehem and work out what it was. On the sat-nav yesterday, it said the journey was about 110 miles. A fair way to walk. 2.5 hours in a car. Nice, easy journey. The roads in Bethlehem and in Judea and Israel are a little bit better, it seems, than they are here. Because you wouldn't get 110 miles in 2.5 hours, I don't think, here. But they were going on foot. Mary, a young girl, expecting a baby. Joseph, we assume, was an older man. The Bible doesn't say we had a donkey. Any ideas why the donkey is mentioned in all our nativity plays? I stumped a minister asking him this question. Well, how long did they spend in Bethlehem? Brain starts to think, doesn't it? You know, and struggle. What was Joseph going to do and how was he going to survive in Bethlehem? He was a carpenter. So a carpenter He wouldn't have left all his tools at home. He'd take some with him because he'd need to, as Paul did, he'd like me to earn some of his keep. So he'd have the donkey to carry some of his tools. Because if we read on after Christmas, they escaped to Egypt. He'd need to earn a living there, certainly as a refugee. But they're on their road, down that valley, down those roads towards Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is the way through to Bethlehem. You've got to pass through it. I'd forgotten in the old Ben-Hur film that they watch Mary and Joseph go down in the intro, go through the checkpoint in Jerusalem before they go on to Bethlehem. But they would have to go through Jerusalem. Mary with child. What a journey. She arrives in Bethlehem. How many of you have arrived at the hotel to find that it's not there, it's not full, or it's full rather, and it's not what you expected? It's quite common these days when people book this, on this online thing, A and B, online, they get there. How many of you have seen it in the papers? They get there and it's a package, it's one of these lorry crates. I think Mary and Joseph would have been quite happy with one of those, fitted out with a bathroom, a toilet and a bed. But their journey wasn't there. She got to Bethlehem. They found a stable. They were put up where the animals were. But Mary's journey wasn't ending there, was it? Mary's journey would go on. She had the joy of new life. She had the joy of visitors that came and brought strange gifts to her. It doesn't tell us how what happened when they went back to Nazareth, but her joy must have been great as she watched her son grow. The son that we know went on to the temple and told them that his life was not as his father on earth, but as his father in heaven. A journey to holidays is great, isn't it? We get it, but eventually get it all packed in the car, we get going, and we get there. Mary got to Bethlehem and had the baby she was expecting, but she didn't realise what that baby was going to grow into. What's your journey with God? We had one or two who've had angels come and visit them with messages. Have you started to pack your life for the journey that God wants you to do? Are you on that road? I thought many years ago that I was on it, that road. But as Barbara said, until she prayed for me that morning, that evening, my road changed. My road changed. Ruth is asking you to do a testimony. How many of you are frightened to come up here and do it? Don't be afraid to put your hand up. Because I know that ones that have done it so far have been frightened to come up what they're going to say. Can I tell you? God will help you. God will guide you on that journey to speak out how his tree come in your life. Where you are. Our picture says, are we nearly there yet? I know I'm not. I know I've got a long road to travel with my Lord yet. It might be a few weeks, it might be a few years, but it's a long road. Because I have more to learn about him each day. What he can do, how he can help me, where he goes. Have you packed your bag to start that journey? Mary had an angel. The Bible says it was Gabriel, one of heaven's main messenger. Came and started out on a road that she had no idea the day before of what it would be, where it would take her, who would be there on the line. Sometimes it will bring happiness. Sometimes it will bring sadness. Sometimes that road with him will be difficult. I looked at the map of the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It involves climbing 5,000 feet It also involves descending 4,000 feet. So on Mary and Joseph's journey from Bethlehem to the birth of Christ, from Nazareth to Bethlehem to the birth of Christ there, they had to go up quite steep hills. They had to go down into valleys. And our life with Christ will be like that. Sometimes we will rise to the top of a mountain and we will see glorious visions and glorious sights. Other times we'll find ourselves going down in life, going down into a darker valley. But one thing is certain, our journey with God is full of his joy and his love for us. When you get Christ's joy in your heart, you will know it. It will burst like these fireworks. You go up and they just sprinkle out and spread the sky with myriads of coloured lights. In the difficult times, it's still there. His life and his way with us, he walks every day. No matter the difficulty, God walked with Mary from the beginning of the announcement of the birth. He walked with her before because she didn't know him. Perhaps that's our case. We don't know that he's walking alongside us each and every day until something nudges you. Something tells you that, hey, I'm here. Don't forget me. I'm here to guide you, to help you, to bring you into my joy. I asked you at the beginning what the definition of joy was. So I thought I'll look it up in all different Bibles to see if somebody, another one, gives another word for it. I looked in 15 different versions of the translation of the Bible. I looked in two Hebrew Jewish Christian Bibles. All right, the word was different, but the word was the same meaning. Joy in your life will come when you know Christ in detail. When you accept him into your life. And you'll get to the point where, are we nearly there? And the answer will be, not yet, but yes. As he walks along that road with you and fills you with joy. Fill you with peace, hope, and the next two services, which will be love. And I've forgotten the last one. But he will be there. Where's your journey with Christ? Is it in the packing stages? You're packing the bags. I know about him, but I've not yet set out. Are you in the car on the way? Or are you nearly there? Have you got him with you? I know where he is in my life. We're nearly there. I've accepted him. He's come with me. He's joined me. He's carried my bag when it's been that heavy that I couldn't carry it. He will be there for your life. He was there for Mary. God walked with her right through the pain of crucifixion into the joy of the resurrection of Christ. Where are you on that journey? Are you there yet?